So what do we hear this morning from our gospel reading? We hear good news and maybe some bad news. It says, you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name. But then Jesus says, not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. A message of hope. There are many ways to look at today's gospel lesson. Despair at our Lord's news that some may be killed for their faith. Grief that this must happen for the one that we hold so dear, Jesus himself. And maybe even indignation and concern that God would allow this and other things to happen. But of all the reactions to Jesus' news, I read most into this, a message of hope. We all turn to hope to sustain our faith, sometimes almost grasping at what is called blind hope, but hope nonetheless. For Jesus is in telling us this bad news, almost always in Scripture follows up with the good news. Although times will be hard and the challenge is difficult, the rewards are great. God is with us and will reward those who stay the course, those who take up the cross that they must bear. God promises that we will have help to lighten the load. And that's where we place our hope, in God and the mercy we're shown as his people. The greatest of all hopes is the eternal life we will live with God. In this way, God will accept us for who we are and what we do, in bearing our own cross and in helping others bear theirs. Helping others bear theirs. That's what it's all about. Grace saves us through faith. But with grace comes that responsibility, the responsibility to help others bear their cross. And so we place our hope in this and in many other things that Jesus tells us will be granted to us if we have faith and hope. We have hope for the big things for our lives, like making it through an illness, or hope for our future life with God after we die. Jesus lives this out for us in the many ways that he heals us and blesses us, and in the final act, how he dies for us and rises from the dead to affirm that hope. But we pray daily for hope in smaller things too. And that's so appropriate. We pray for our children's education, for our jobs, for the welfare of our friends and our neighbors. We have hope for mankind, for all people, that wars and violence and hunger and poverty are carried away. And we hope that the tears of our losses will be wiped away by a caring God. As Father Scott pointed out to us in his open letter to this parish this week, hope in a better future for the whole United States and the world that we live in is what this recent election was all about. Now, I will not politicize what I say here in this pulpit. But I will tell you that I firmly believe that almost all Americans hope for justice and freedom and peace for themselves and for others. And to that end, I want today to remind you of a story about hope at the grassroots level that's always had a great deal of meaning to me. It's a story without politics, without prejudice, without anger or selfish motives. Hope comes to us in many forms and many ways that God has of instilling that hope in our hearts. And that's why I want to tell you this story, one that some of you have heard before a few years ago, but it's worth repeating, if only because it's a story that gives me a sense of hope in my life. It's about a small hope becoming a large blessing. It's one that a friend told me a long time ago and even wrote as a chapter in a book of his of hopeful stories. So I have his permission to retell this story. And it goes like this. When their daughter, Tiffany, was killed by a drunk driver in South Texas, the survivors were left to pick up the pieces and to try to make some sense of the tragedy, to redeem some good from the bad, to look for a ray of sunshine in the storm. So they took up a collection. They had a fundraising, and they promised to give all the money collected to Toys for Tots so little children could have a Christmas. That's what they wanted to do in memory of their daughter who loved little children and the joy of Christmas. Now I want you, if you would, to look at the cover of your service leaflet, and you'll see a picture of hope. Hope was the name of a 7-year-old mare, but that was not the name that she actually had when another couple bought her. She was just a dirty, white, part Arabian, head shy, medium-sized horse. She was at auction because her owner had bought her with a string of other horses, hoping to turn a profit on some of them, and Hope was just one of the herd of mostly neglected and below-average horses bought for trade. Now, this couple didn't know Tiffany or her family, but they did know about God. And they wanted to help with the fundraising, to help the memory, to help the healing. And so they bought this little mare at auction, and that's when they named her Hope. That night, Hope went cheap. $675. They took her home, and they grain-fed her, and they combed and trimmed her mane, and they washed her, and they bought her a bridle and a saddle blanket, and cleaned her up, and in a few weeks, they took her back to the auction house. And the auction team didn't even recognize this horse. It was the same one, though, that had the scar on her foreleg, but this one was beautiful. Gleaming, glistening, white, clean, healthy, gentle, and quiet. So the auctioneer announced the lot. And he said, "Folks, I want everybody to listen up. Tonight, lot 12X is something special. The owners of this horse have donated 100% of the proceeds of her sale to Toys for Tots in memory of Tiffany, who was killed down the road here a number of weeks ago. You all probably read about it in the newspaper. The owners of this mare also have a fund set up to match dollar for dollar what the horse brings tonight at auction. If the horse brings $1,000, then the owners are going to come up with another $1,000. So who's going to bid on this horse in memory of Tiffany? We'll start the bidding at $500. Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are you going to give for? Give me five. Now another 25. Give me 30. He'll give me 35. I have 535. Do I have 550? 550. Now six. Let me hear 650. 650. Now seven. Do I hear eight? $800. He'll give me 900. Well, bids were coming in so fast, the auctioneer could hardly keep up. It hung for a minute at 900, and then a man standing down front yelled out, $1,200. Here's a guy in his mid-50s, polished ostrich boots, styrofoam cup with something probably besides coffee in it. The couple who owned that horse knew him. He ran a car dealership a couple of towns down the road. Somebody topped him at 1250, and so it started up again, only to hang again at 1300. Who'll give 1350 for this horse? 1500, said the car dealer, tilted his cowboy hat back, and he said, I want to help these kids. I know these people selling this horse, and I know everything they do is done for helping other folks. So I'm going to give $1,500. Well, now the crowd sort of got into it. They were talking about it. They were excited. And they were talking to the couple with the horse. $1,500. Who ever heard of such a thing? Everybody thought that's got to be tops. Nobody would give more than that. But hope surprised them. $1,600. That was the couple right behind the horse owners. Who'll give $1,650? $1,650, I got $16. Who'll give $1,650? Going once, going twice. And then $2,000, said the car dealer. Now, I want to buy this horse for these kids, but if somebody wants to top me now, I'm not going to bid against them. Sold for $2,000 to bidder number 313. Thank you very much, said the auctioneer. The arena exploded with applause. Auctioneer grinned, and the car dealer gave a thumbs up, and the horse owner sat in stunned silence. Hope stood there munching on her hay. Now that night, Hope sold high, over 300 times what she had brought a couple of weeks ago. Over three times, I'm sorry. So what made the difference? What made the difference? Those who talked it over on the way home figured it out. It was really easy. A few weeks ago, buyers were just buying horses. But tonight, they were buying something else. They were buying hope. And hope is simply worth a lot more. Amen.